Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. So far this season, the Dames have crossed paths with agents of the Raven Queen before heading to Waterdeep in search of answers. There, Riot and Karen got into some trouble pit fighting in search of their siblings, while Rose caught some unwanted attention at Blackstaff Tower, where she was looking for answers about the Dream and Nightmare Stones. Lariah used her connections to help out as best she could, but she's been haunted by her past. An epic battle against a bookseller/book thief led to the tragic loss of Trina. All in all, they've definitely earned another downtime. So I think what we should do first is do some introductions around the table.
Hi, I'm Maris Mullaly. I am playing Rose Lau, and she is a human monk, level 5 from Shulung.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I'm playing red-winged tiefling ranger Riot Boneserker, who grew up in a dungeon with her sister, killing adventurers that came to kill them.
I'm Jess Ross, and I play Lorea, a Earth Genasi Druid, and she grew up basically at the monastery where we are right now.
And I'm Brittany Leonage. I am playing Karen Boneserker, the lovely NPC Lothari Barbarian, who is sister to Riot Boneserker and also grew up killing adventurers who came to kill us.
And I am Kat Kruger, the Dungeon Master. So where we left off is the dames were at the monastery having tea and catching up on some of the lore that they had discovered at our library recently when all of a sudden you see this humanoid figure enter the courtyard where you are.
Hello, I'm Matt Orfai. I'll be playing Volothamp Gadarm.
Oh no. Kat, do any of the dames recognize him from his, I'm assuming, multiple headshots inside Vola's Guide to Monsters?
Oh, absolutely. If anybody has flipped through Vola's Guide to Monsters, you can assume that you recognize him right away.
I mean, Rose just skipped straight to the section on hags.
Riot nudges Karen. Oh my God, it's him.
It's what? It's our dad? It's our what? Like, no,
it's,
who is it?
It's Volo, the one that caused all the fun, in quotes. Like, he's the reason why all these people are going out and adventuring who are wholly unprepared, wearing silk clothes. You know, he started this trend, is the best way to put it.
I can see that somebody recognizes me. And yes, I'll sign an autograph. Who should I make it out to?
Riot pulls from her bag Willow's Guide to Monster that she has, I'm going to say it delicately, added a lot to in drawing to the pages, and tries to find a clean page. Here you go, please.
Okay, I see you've taken some copious notes here. These are all wrong, but you must be an aspiring author yourself, so I'm willing to give you some notes of my own. But let me just sign my name here. There you go. That'll be 10 gold, please.
Okay. Riot pulls out 10 silver to see if he even notices the difference.
I mean, at least go with copper.
Okay, I see that's worth 1 gold, so 9 more will do it.
Are you really gonna pay this guy? I thought you didn't like him.
When you said that's the guy and poked me, I was ready to go down, like
let's dance off.
You know what I mean? If you know what I mean, Riot, and you know what I mean. This is the guy who created all the chaos that you've been encountering. I thought maybe we would be, you know, a little bit more careful about who we're, you know, having sign things.
I tell you what, I'll cut you a deal. If you tell 10 of your friends to pick up my book, they tell 10 of their friends, and they tell 10 of theirs, and I'll take these 10 silver and buy a drink. Thank you so much.
Yes, we'll help increase your follower count.
Oh, perfect. Do you know who verifies accounts as well?
I think it's someone in Blackstaff Tower.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to speak to someone. Thank you so much.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yes, good Can luck ask... with... Yes, ask away.
Can I ask, what are you doing in the house of She Who Shapes All?
What am I who she
what? What are you doing here?
You just walked up to a monastery just like hoping you'd find fans, adoring fans here. Okay, technically, you did find... Okay, this is weird.
Listen, I always find adoring fans. It's never something I search out. It searches me out. But I was looking for my next drink. I was hearing some sloshing of liquid. It turns out to be tea, but I thought it was some sort of spirit. But do you know where the nearest bar is?
Waterdeep, maybe?
We've got some tea. Ooh. Oh, there's mead too, actually. That's they keep bees here. It's actually pretty good.
By tea, do you mean gossip? Because I always love a good tale.
Riot's red tail flips down. Yeah, I know. I read your sections on certain monsters that let me just ask you this. Are you gonna do any revisions for the next printing? Like from new learnings, perhaps? Annotations?
I guess I could add another foreword. Of course, I wrote my own foreword to the book, which is one of people's favorite parts. I'm actually working on a new book right now about spirits and specters, ghouls and ghosts, if you will. So that's my main focus right now.
Where are you doing your research on that?
Hither and thither, there and where, everywhere.
Oh, you know, those towns are actually on the road to Daggerford from here, so I feel like you might have stepped too far.
Well, whoopsie dipsie.
but wait a minute, right? It's looking at the group. Do you know, is there a section? Wait, I'm sorry. The man asked for a drink, friends, and Riot's like trying to like not grit her teeth. Should we find him some of that mead? And then he can help us with our questions.
Yes, let's head into the dining hall.
You're gonna where we will drink with all the first year monks. No.
Actually, I think Buzz the mead brewer is out of town right now, so we might have our pick of the good stuff.
Also, is Breeze with us right now in the garden?
Yeah, Breeze is just sort of taking it all in, trying to meditate, but constantly looking over at Volo, who is quite loud and interrupting their meditation time.
Does it seem like Breeze is having like a reaction at all in terms of like that Volo has probably written some less than nice things about Kinku?
Breeze just makes a high la-di-da kind of whistle.
Volo, in the meantime, is taking the 10 silver coins and trying to flip them across his knuckles, constantly dropping them on the ground because he's probably somewhat drunk.
And we're in a rock garden, by the way, so it's a very loud clang.
Almost got two.
I think we're disturbing the meditation. Let's go to the dining hall. Well,
they're disturbing my meditation, so let's get some mead in this guy.
Right? He's trying real hard to hate this guy, but his dedication to
the puns.
Clumsy puns is so good. Also, Cat or Adel, what is Volo wearing? Is he fitted like an adventurer or more like an idiot?
So he's just wearing an all-white tunic, or at least it was originally all white, but it's just stained head to toe in wine and ale and mead and scotch, and every imaginable liquid vice is just stained throughout. So it's almost a map of his drinking problems. It's cinched in the middle with a purple belt representing his sort of arrogance and hubris. I tell you what, you caught me on a good day, so since I am here in the flesh, say a monster or a ghost or a ghoul, and I'll give you some information about it for free, for fun.
Like accurate information?
Anything. Oh, yes, I've seen them all. Seen them all, fought them all, killed them all.
Lariah, how dare you? This man is a professional.
Well, let's first go to the dining hall and leave Breeze to their meditations.
Yes, Breeze is like flapping their wings, just trying to, you know, get you to move on.
Physically push us out of there with air.
Speaking of pushing out of there with air, did you know that ghosts can move objects themselves?
Laura has already sort of like moved to the back of the group and is sort of like, she's not touching anyone, but she's definitely trying to like push everyone out of this area and away from poor Breeze, who's just trying to meditate. It's like, oh, ghosts touching things. Interesting. Yep. Tell us, yeah, more about that somewhere else.
Also, ghosts, when you die, do you become a ghost? And ghosts, there's actually a rank system. So there's, you might be a corporeal ghost. You might be an admiral. You might be a captain. A major. There's all sorts of rankings with ghosts. So
do you get to choose ahead of time?
I cannot recall.
Does it depend on what's buried with you, maybe, or?
It depends on what's buried with you, absolutely. So, yeah, absolutely.
Can we dispel this rumor that, like, what you do in your earthly life has any bearing on what will happen to you when you're a ghost? Because that's ridiculous, right? You get a redo. It's a start over, right?
Well, it is and it isn't, but mostly it isn't. I mean, if you have any sort of unfinished business in the regular world, then when you die, then you might glom on to some sort of location or object or other living thing. And just kind of hang around there.
Have you met a ghost of someone you've known in their past life?
Oh, absolutely. My ex-wife.
Did she die naturally? Of natural causes?
We'll say sure.
Yikes. Whoa, I assume okay. At this point we're at the dining hall. Karen's going to take the lead on pouring up mead for everyone just as they settle in.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked that question. Oh my gosh.
you notice that Quat the turtle has wandered into the dining hall and has a growler of mead. And on spotting Volo, the growler just crashes to the floor around her. And
oh no, the mead!
And she just stares at Volo, mouth agape.
Oh, you're disturbing the meditation. So I'm told. Oh, don't worry. I've drank off the floor before, and I'll do it again.
I mean, Karen and I are not above that either. So we pull
preferred
out our cup.
Method often. If it's a clay floor, it adds a nice little. Mm-hmm.
Quat disappears for a little bit while you have your conversation and drinking off the floor, I guess.
The tannins from people's feet really add something to this too.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Nah, don't worry. I've been around the monastery for a bit. I know where Buzz keeps the good stuff still in bottles. We're fine. We're fine.
Yeah. Ooh, Rose steps over whomever might be trying to drink off the floor and just follows Karen into the back cellar.
And Volo rips off a sleeve of his tunic, soaks up the booze that's on the floor, and then wrings it into his mouth.
Oh, no. Oh, we got
okay, Volo. Hard times, I guess.
Ryan's looking at everyone like, we gotta help this guy, maybe.
Uh-huh. Or, hey, so about that offer to tell us about a creature, we were actually just discussing a hag named Delshad. Do you know anything about that particular hag?
Delshad. Let me think. Does the hag go by any other name?
Possibly Delcy.
I know of a creature called the Dark Sister that's haunting the Ardeep Forest, but I'm not sure if that's a hag.
Wait, just a singular sister, not a whole sisterhood? Please tell us more.
Well, I guess if it's a sister, then they must have a compatriot, some sort of sibling, whether it be another sister or something else. But I don't know if it's a sisterhood. What was the hag's name a third time?
Delshad or Delcy?
And give me that a fourth time, please.
He's asking for it in song. Dilsey.
Yes, of course. I do know Dilsey. This hag. This hag tends to live in the trunk of trees, right? The ash tree kind of tucks themselves inside of that and lives off sap. Does it sound about right? Nailed it again, Bolo. Nailed it again.
He didn't wait for confirmation. I'm just
swinging a hit.
No, he did not.
At this point, Quat comes back into the dining hall and walks over to Volo, still mouth agape, and hands you. It's one of the limited edition versions of Volo's Guide to Monsters with the really beautiful embossed cover. And the turtle says, Quat is a fan.
Oh, wow. See your copy here, and I see that your mouth is agape. It's too bad your mouth isn't a grape, because then we could ferment it and make a beautiful wine out of it. But let me take this. Ooh, I haven't seen one of these in some time. These are what, one of 20? One of 30? Would you like me to sign this for you?
Quat nods.
Okay, and who should I make it out to?
Quat is Quat.
Quat is quiet. Great. Let's just put to my biggest fan, shall we? Here we go. Da-da-da-da. Nope, I spelled my own name wrong, but that'll do. That's now a rarity. That's a collector's item.
So, YOLO, right?
You only live once.
Unless you're a ghost.
Yes, of course.
Quat hands Volo a growler of mead in exchange.
Oh, and just... bless you, oh friend. You have warmed this heart in her. Thank you.
I can't think of something he would need less than that, but oh.
Quat just wanders off, staring at the signed page and just disappears.
Well, now that we have some libations, I think the rest of us are still also... Are we double fisting with, like, some steaming tea?
Some
room temp mead? Okay.
Yep. Rose is drinking green tea with just honey in it. Not honey mead.
Not mead.
Just honey.
I think, have you ever encountered any sentient stones, Volo, in your travels?
Sentient stones, yes. Those are kind of three boulders stacked on top of each other, slowly getting larger from top to bottom. Is that correct? Little hat on top.
It's like a stone man, or I hear people do it with like frozen water.
Sometimes with frozen water. Yes, of course. I've seen a couple of these in my adventures.
Right, snow. That's a thing that we know about.
Frozen water.
Snias, I mean snow.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if Volo knew what snow was. I'm going to be honest. So,
whoa, just insult the man, why don't you? Jeez. I think you might be getting Riot's question about sentient stones mixed up with a golem.
Very true.
Oh, golem. Yes, that sounds familiar. A clay creature, usually brought to life by some sort of warlock or sorcerer.
Yeah, wow, this guy, it might only be a third right, but he's just like a living dictionary. Mr. Exposition over here.
Do you have information that's like real information? Or is it mostly just like on the fly? I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just trying to get a sense of like, is this actual information that you're giving us, or are you just like a great storyteller?
Well, everything I say is actual information. I mean, did you know, and please do not spread this around, did you know that Blackstaff Tower is on high alert after a thief attempted to gain entry?
Oh my gosh, that was
okay. All right, actually a real one. Hold on. That's like the best kind of gossip ever. Would you like some more tea?
I wasn't drinking tea to begin with. I was drinking this mead.
Would you like some more...
Would you like to share more tea with us? Wink, wink.
Yes, it's gossip for sure. What else? Did you know that some ghosts can see 5 seconds in the past?
What, like a memory?
Oh, I know something about Waterdeep. Have you heard about the pit fighters in Waterdeep?
Nope. Definitely. What's that? What's even a pit
illegal
fighter?
Sport and illegal organization? Well, they're unionizing, of course.
What? Oh, what?
Really?
Good for
get
them.
Get health insurance and retirement funds and whatnot if they were to live that long.
That's wow. Amazing. And what I well, you know that you're also in the company of some smart people, right? Some trendsetters, like some of these. I'm not gonna tell you which.
Ooh,
some of these rumors, they begin with us.
Ooh, the rumor begins with you. Do tell, please. Go on.
Well, I feel like someone wants to be in a book, huh, Riot?
Okay.
Someone wants to be in a book.
No, I don't want to be caught in a book, though. I want this to be very clear. I don't want to be.
I don't think we have books that do that.
You
unless
don't have
we
books
do.
That do that. Yeah.
I don't have books that do that.
I have a tome of holding.
What?
A tome of holding. It's like a book that you don't put on your shelf, but when you open it up, it's actually like a safe, but it has a sort of a never-ending capacity to hold.
Is it just full of like keys to your ex-girlfriend's places? Like they just never
no, that'd be weird. No. That'd be disgusting and weird.
I don't know. I've never.
It's
had
good
a
to know you have.
So,
yeah.
I have some amount of moral compass. Even if it leads me south occasionally. Oh, I had no idea. I was amongst, what did you say, tastemakers? Trendsetters?
I just, some of these
influencers.
Rumors, yeah. Well, that's not the, I guess that wasn't the point. I was just trying to lead us back to that, to the sentient stone. Like, if you'd ever come across stones that speak to people. Like, have you ever heard voices in your head?
Yes, quite often. After a meet or two, I feel like I might invoke a spirit who wants to speak through me, either to me myself out loud or to another person in the vicinity, or maybe just to narrate a tale of time gone by.
Interesting.
Is that helpful?
It's curious.
No.
No. Well, thank you for your honesty. I do appreciate it. Of course, currently researching my book for spirits and ghosts, so any feedback is helpful.
Wait, is the first half of that book just about drinking?
Yes, various spirits, rum and whiskey and vodka and whatnot.
A pairing guide.
Are a lot of these ghosts, I'm going to say, truth speakers of some kind? Like
many of them, yes.
Yeah, they let people know how it is.
Yeah, they tell it, they shoot from the hip. And of course, when I say shoot, I mean an arrow or crossbow.
All right.
They knock from the hip. I should say they knock from the hip. They're a straight knocker. I guess shoot still applies. What am I doing?
Riot looks at her mess of mind map notes and is like, all right, so Delcy, what do you think, Rose? Like, it sounds like he doesn't know anything about the stones.
Yeah, but I'm very curious about this thief that was trying to get into Blackstaff Tower.
I mean,
when was that?
Oh, it's a couple days ago, Mark. Who? My friend Mark, classic Mark.
Wait, your friend
you
Mark
know
was
the thief?
Oh, yes. That's how I found out about it. He wrote me from his holding cell.
Oh, that's right. You get one letter.
You get one letter, and I had to bail him out, which, of course, is to give the prison guard a bale of hay, and then he releases the prisoner, and then ipso facto, or even Steven.
Even, but I, or you just paid it with, like, signatures, right? You just signed every prison bar?
No, this guard was insistent on a bale of hay.
All right, well, I mean, that's a bed, so...
Yeah, I think it was for his horse, but...
Rose, ask him how I got in there.
Oh, how did your friend Mark... Did he get into Blackstaff? Or did he just get stuck at the door?
He attempted to get in, but he ran over a tripwire. He's connected to two cats, and of course, they collided in the middle when he tripped over them, smashed butts, mm-hmm. and started yowling, so mewling and yowling. And
mm-hmm. The alarm was sounded.
Yes, the alarm was sounded.
Yes.
I can't stress enough, it was two cats tied together by a wire, and he tripped over it, and they smashed butts. Such a funny image to me.
Yes, and as that's a very curious booby trap when you're full of mages. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like you think it should be a magical trap?
Ooh, a magical trap.
Yes.
Yes, I've come across that before. I actually have... Here, let me dig into my bag here. You joked before about me having keys of my exes. I don't have that, but I do have this key here. This key here is actually haunted.
By what? Or whom?
Well, this was owned by a old farmer who was attempting to get into his barn. Of course, as he was attempting to get into his barn, a thief stabbed him in the back of the head and killed him. So his ghost latched onto this key, and now it haunts it. So this is a cursed item. I carry it with me just to prove a point, although it does bring me insufferable bad luck.
Prove to who? Like, you're still writing the book.
Yes, right? But I'm still writing the book, but I just, you know, like to have sort of a cabinet of curiosities on me at all times, just so I can show the wonders to the folks, not just hear about it, but see it, you know, because sometimes you can't understand something unless you see it with your own eyes, right, rather than just read it in a book. And of course, a lot of my fans can't read, so I also do need physical evidence to show to them what I'm talking about, so that they'll invest in a book.
Right, like a traveling show. Okay, well, Riot sit, settles into the seat and, like, claps a little bit, like, all right, well, we want to, like, show us this haunt.
I'm not your servant. Don't clap at me.
I'm sorry. I thought that was, like, when someone walks on stage, you, like, clap because you're excited to see them.
Oh, yes. Like, if you want to give me applause, please do, but yeah. make it longer than two swift, crisp claps, because two swift, crisp claps means that you're bossing me around.
Riot looks at the rest of them, like, rolling your eyes where you can't see, like, okay, because, like,
yep.
No, nobody else is going to help me?
Yeah, applause, clapping. Yeah.
Ooh, thank you for the applause. And of course, where I come from in the East, rolling your eyes is a great sign of admiration. So I appreciate all the eye rolls. What a magnificent display of eye rolls. Here we have the key. Let me produce it here. I'm going to set it down on this chair. Don't touch it, of course, because it is a cursed item.
But you were just touching it with your bare hands.
Yes, and now I have vicious psoriasis. So do as I say, not as I do.
Noted.
That's funny. I can see the bottom of my cup.
Is that because mead is slightly translucent?
Sure. But also because it's gone.
Okay. Yep. I got it. Why don't you do your little performance and I'll top you off.
Do my little performance. Would you like me to do a little dance?
I don't know. You're showing us stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm curious,
yes,
actually, how you found these things. Do they just, like, happen upon you? Are you stealing them? Like, how do you come upon all of these haunted items?
Well, a lot of it is being in the right place at the right time. A lot of it is buying said items at some sort of estate sale. Sometimes I am gifted these by widows or family members who no longer want the accursed items. Here we have this piece of chocolate here. Any guesses as to what this is?
It's from a nightmare forest.
It is from the nightmare forest, yes. This is a chocolate from the nightmare forest. If you eat this, you will never wake up again, and you will live in a constant nightmare where you are at some scholarly location, and you have no clothes, and you forgot to study for whatever examination was occurring that day.
It's definitely not my nightmare forest.
Yeah, Rose, in your head, you hear gloves sort of go,
"That's not how nightmares work."
Oh, I know.
Do tell. I'm willing to learn if you have information to share.
No, I'm good.
Riot's just looking at this piece of chocolate. I mean, it just sounds like it's poison, right? Like, what makes it special? Like,
how, right, you eat it and you don't wake up. Yeah, that's just poison food.
Yeah, that's poison.
We're very familiar with that.
I feel like it might just be a turd that you've shaped into a truffle.
Oh, gosh.
Busted again. That is, of course, a turd. Sorry, I don't usually come across such a sharp audience as yourselves. Sharp as tacks.
Yeah, nice try. Again, we're influencers, so it's going to be a little harder to pull one on us.
Normally, the local yokels will buy that chocolate off me, eat it down, and be sick for days. But not you all.
Is that how you maybe get new ghosts, is you poison people and then just wait for them to inhabit an item?
Oh, that's not for me to share.
I was asking about the artistic process. I didn't mean to lay it out. You can tell us.
Yes, I mean, if one were to take an item and kill a person with it, then of course they would have an army of ghosts and souls to carry around with them and display at towns and villages across the land, impressing everyone along the way. Here we have a dagger. Does anybody want to guess at what this jagged dagger is?
Is it a dagger?
It's a dagger, yes. This, my friends, is the Infinity Dagger. Now, if this dagger cuts you, your cut will bleed forever.
Well, that
almost
sounds
as if you were a hemophiliac. Is that right? No. What's the one where you think you have all the diseases?
Hypochondriac.
Yes, I was right with hemophiliac.
Well, that's terrifying. I mean, did you get that at Weepon's Weapons in Waterdeep?
You got that at Weapons Weepon. Yes, Weepon's Weapons, yes.
they got a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah,
they had this knife.
We should have got that ourselves. They must have beat us. Yeah.
They had a sale, yes, a bargain sale. Everything must go, and it did.
Wait, oh no. It closed down?
Are they going out of business?
I don't think it's closed down, but all the inventory was gone, so they might take a few days to restock.
Oh no, they got robbed.
Oh, I don't think they got robbed. They sold everything in a fire sale.
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. I'm still jazzed over this dagger. So it's...
Yes, they lit the store on fire, and everything had to be sold by the time it burned down. Fire sale.
I mean, the shop is owned by a dragon.
That's true, yeah. I thought, wasn't his breath weapon ice?
It was an ice dragon, though.
Ice dragon. Riot's, she wasn't a huge fan of Volo to begin with, but, you know, enjoys the pumping for information that they're doing, but is now, like, worried he's actually creating a ghost army. but possibly...
Please, a garmy, please.
I'm sorry, she's thinking this in her head. I'm sorry.
Then never mind me.
She's worried he's creating a ghost army, but unintentionally.
Can I show you an item? I hate to do this to you. I feel a little embarrassed for you. I have here this this bangle. This bangle is the bangle of internal thoughts. Beware of this. Can hear the internal thoughts of another person within 100 feet, so you will forgive me, please, if I have overheard some of your thought processes.
Riot's just thinking about kissing Lita a bunch, like, trying to make it seem super private.
What do gloves and mittens have to think about this bangle?
There is dead silence in your head right now.
This is actually amazing.
Gloves and bangles are the voice. No, wait, gloves and mittens are the voices inside Rose's head.
Loria, this entire time, her thoughts have been oscillating between that Volo is probably just like either a liar or an idiot, and like all of the questions that she wants to ask about like all of the things that she's learned about and is interested in. And upon hearing that he's been hearing her thoughts this whole time, she's just like panicking.
Oh, no need to fret, my friend. I am both a liar and an idiot. Joking, of course.
Oh, well, I'm glad that could be confirmed at least.
I tell you what I'll do, since you've been such a gracious audience, and you've rolled your eyes from me repeatedly, I'm going to take out this precious item that I've never taken out for any audience before. This, of course, is the Spider of Truth. Now, when I place this spider in the palm of my hand, it will bite me, and I will be compelled to tell one truth and two lies. It's a fun spider for sleepovers or, like, fun parties.
Can we, if we, like, examine the spider, is there a way for us to tell that that's actually what will happen? That at least one thing he says will actually be the truth?
Sure, do an arcana check.
And Riot is super excited about this nice breaker that they're, you know, like, it's, yeah, I love a nice breaker. Like, you know, when people, you know, stop being nice and start getting real. Like, this is, yeah.
That was a nat 20, so in total 21, because I don't have high arcana.
You could have fooled us.
You're 100%, probably 101% certain that he's full of it.
Excellent.
Just confirming. It is just a spider, and he is going to get bitten by it, and it will probably hurt.
What can we do a nature check on this spider?
No. Let's just let this happen. I've got a good feeling about this one. Go ahead, let's play, Volo.
Okay, just put this in the palm of... there we go. Mm. All right, so here we go. I will tell you three statements. One of them is true, and two of them are lies. I never bailed out my friend Mark. He's still rotting away in a jail cell.
That sounds true.
I did kill my ex-wife.
Ooh, that also sounds true. Uh-oh.
I'm 100 feet tall.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's probably 100 feet tall in his own head, right? So,
like... Yeah, that's a fame thing.
So you're saying there's a chance he didn't kill his ex-wife? Because I'm not sure about that.
I feel like they might all be true in some way.
Yeah.
Like, he did kill his ex, he didn't bail his friend out, and in his own mind, he's, like, larger than life.
Think you cracked the code, Loria. Hey, can we play a different game, Volo?
Yes, of course.
So you've shown us a lot of what I'm going to call junk from your bag. Can you show us an actual ghost?
If you insist, is everyone here prepared? Has everyone here seen a ghost before?
I mean, I've seen death and its many faces and in its many forms and caused it a bunch, so yeah, I'm ready.
You've seen faces of death?
Oh, yeah.
Typically, you have to be 18 to see faces of death.
I think it was advisory 17 in Canada.
Oh, okay. Well, parental guidance is recommended, but I'll trust that you have seen it. Well, everyone gather round. Put out those candles over there. Put out those candles, please. Well, keep one
isn't
lit.
It like,
keep
is, one lit. Isn't it like noon, by the way?
Yes. There's a big
somebody,
open window with
somebody
light
put out the
in.
Sun.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. We need the sun.
No, I mean, yeah.
Here we go. This dusty chalice here that I will set upon the table. I need everyone to spill a drop of their blood into the chalice and summon forth the ghost that resides within.
You don't need my blood.
No, everyone. I need a drop of everyone's blood.
All right. Don't use that dagger that makes you bleed forever, just if anyone's thinking about that.
No, definitely not.
A warning.
Riot looks at her dagger from the medical... dagger that like carries all the previous like toxins from yes. the battlefields. Mm-hmm. Okay, not this cool dagger too.
Rose, can we just use like a needle from your?
Oh yeah. Got that. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, solved.
All right. Drop of blood. Is Quat still in the room, Kat?
Quat has disappeared.
Okay, so it's just us. Okay.
Yeah.
This would be really embarrassing otherwise.
Right.
Do I have a drop of everyone's blood?
This feels like another bargain.
Also, is Loria doing this?
Loria might just sit back and... What exactly are you going to do with our blood?
I'm going to summon forth the ghost that resides within his dusty chalice.
Why do you need our blood to do that?
What about your blood?
Yeah.
Oh, my blood is of no value right now. The ghost knows me, so...
It's also mostly alcohol at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. That tracks.
Yeah, but I do feel like...
Yeah, my blood is flammable.
Well, before you spontaneously combust before our eyes, I feel like you should add your blood, too. It's just, you know, it's polite.
Very well. I will squeeze a drop from where that spider bit me.
Yeah. The poison blood.
Oh, God, it's so thick.
Yes, I've been eating a lot of bread lately. Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of viscosity. It's like the Pennzoil forest. The sap from the Pennzoil trees. Let's all gather around. Excuse me?
Some high-octane blood. Whoa.
Yes, a nice high viscosity. Here we go. It powers many horses, though. Here we go. Repeat after me.
Did you have one more?
Excuse me?
No.
Do I have one more? One more mead? Of course, I'll take one more mead.
Okay, here you go.
And we see as Volo starts to make some movements, we see a shower of sparks explode from the dusty chalice.
Ooh.
And there's also the smell of sulfur as if conjuring a spirit from hell or from the nether regions, perhaps. Yes, everyone repeat after me. We summon you forth.
Yeah, we summon you forth.
Maybe I wasn't clear. Repeat after me. Does that make sense? Repeat.
I thought there was going to be more. What do you mean we summon you?
I thought I was amongst tastemakers and trendsetters.
I thought there would be like a specific name. It seems like we're just naming anyone to come forth. Or is it the...
No, it's the soul trapped in this cup.
Feel like it's not enough information.
I feel like maybe I've become a little too advanced for this audience. Can I interest you all in my first book, Volo's Dictionary of Basic Words? It's only 5 pages, but repeat is on page 3.
I read it.
Yes, it carries. The definition is so long; it carries over to the fourth page.
Okay. We summon you forth.
We have to start over. No. We have to start over. Repeat after me. We summon you forth.
We summon you forth.
We I do summon a gut check.
Rose, we're in this together. Let's do it.
Okay.
Can we just repeat in his cadence as well? Like, don't hold out all the words
long. Oh, my gosh. guys, this is not going to do anything. Let's just get this over with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We're ready, sir.
Okay. Well, I do need to let you know we have to start over every time you come and haw.
So you need more blood?
No!
Yes, we do need more.
Oh my God.
Thank you for catching that.
All right. Okay, ow.
Drip, drip.
Rose just squeezes her slightly still bloody shirt.
Just a friendly reminder, you do have to put blood in the chalice. You can't just say the words drip, drip.
Onomatopoeia. Okay, you got me. Here we go.
Wait. Did someone amongst you just say the word onomatopoeia? And yet earlier guffawed when I said repeat?
Oh. Listen, I too am a complex individual, okay?
Yes, I hear that now. Here we go. Repeat after
Me. Lariah, this is your chance. You can get in on this now. You're just saying we're starting over.
I'm still good, thank you. I'd like to just observe.
Repeat after me. We summon you forth.
We summon you forth.
We summon you fifth.
We summon you fifth.
We summon you sixth.
We summon you sixth.
We summon you 666.
We summon you 666.
Oh, do you feel that? A presence in the room.
Oh, do you feel that?
Yes, everyone must repeat after me still.
Do you feel that? It's a presence in the room.
I state your name, definitely feel a ghost.
I state your name. definitely feel a ghost.
Right? Is shaking her head. She's so mad.
Volo, I must say, you are amazing.
wait a second. I assume Rose is about to say this, and Karen is going to put a hand up to Rose's face.
Yes, there's a question.
No. Okay. A question? That was fun. Wow. Okay. So, where's the ghost?
Oh, he's channeling me now. Who goes there? This is Rupert, a ghost.
Hello, Rupert.
Hello.
A ghost, yes.
Hello, I'm Rupert.
So, what were you in your past life? And right, like turns
a person living.
Just an average Joe or an average Rupert?
I never said average. You said average. Rude.
All right. So you are a Rupert among men.
What are you right now in your current life, huh? Just like an average?
I'd say above average, but that's because I can fly. So, you know.
Well, actually, that's pretty impressive. I'm Rupert, a ghost.
Okay, Rupert, tell us something only Rupert would know.
My last name is McConnell.
Okay, so only Rupert knows Rupert's last name? So he was like, had no friends in his past life. Okay.
Yes, you must hurry. There's only 80 seconds left of questions.
While Volo, Karen, and Riot are having this back and forth, Rose just kind of hides her hand behind her back and kind of twirls her fingers so that Volo's arm starts to feel cold, and then all the candles around him flick on.
What the heck? Good, yes, this is, what is happening?
Are you okay, Volo?
Yes, Rupert seems to have gone, but yes, everything that's happened has been my doing so far, so everything's going to plan.
Okay, so Rose, Mittens catches on what you're doing, and in your head, Mittens says,
"Just say the word. Let me know."
Fae spiders?
So, Volo, you are covered in just like a swarm of sparkly spiders.
Oh, no.
Oh, you hate to see that.
No, I actually do hate to see that. That was far more effective.
Was Rupert like an ichthyolid? I don't know the word for bug keeper.
Arachnophiliac?
Is this part of the plan, Volo? Like, because it looks pretty cool.
Instead of figuring out what it's called when you are like a bug doctor or something, can we get these spiders off me? Help me, please. I'm not doing this. Please help me.
No, it's not part of your thing.
Rose just kind of does a little like puff of air to kind of encourage them to scurry down off his shoulders and arms and onto the table and just disappear into the shadows.
And at that point, Breeze comes in from the courtyard, looking relaxed, but then sees Volo there and lets out like a very, very loud sigh that doesn't, it's a sigh that's not their voice. They're mimicking a sigh. and they point over to Volo and look over at Lariya, and they make the sound of, it sounds like cheering fans. and they point outside.
Oh.
Oh, it seems I might have some admirers out in the courtyard.
Or I think maybe like outside of the monastery completely.
Yeah, Breeze nods vehemently.
I think like 5 miles away, minimum, it seems like.
Oh, you do have an ear for distance, I guess. I'll trust
that. Tiefling hearing. The horns are actually sound wave receivers.
Yeah. Riot's glaring at Rose. Yeah, yeah, maybe when you add that section on tieflings, you can, put that in there.
Well, I'm going to go sign some autographs, but before I go, any last questions for myself or Rupert?
Do you have, so again, I know I already asked this, but do you have any, like, actual useful information that you can share with us?
Rupert can answer this, too.
Well, let's leave Rupert out of this for now. I'm not sure what happened last time. This dusty chalice that conjured forth Rupert, this was a chalice he drank from. His neighbor poisoned him, and since his neighbor poisoned him and from this cup, Rupert has therefore latched onto this cup, and his spirit resides in it until he gets some sort of revenge exacted upon his neighbor. So I will sell this cup because it is so valuable and it comes with a Rupert, and this is only 30 gold.
Okay, Karen's going to look at Breeze and be like, there must be, like, some kind of no soliciting policy here at the monastery, right, Breeze?
Breeze is going to say something, but then Quat, like, trundles over with a pouch of gold.
I will say, I am not soliciting, I am soul-liciting, because this chalice contains a soul. So it is soul-liciting, so I have skirted the law.
We'll make sure we amend the sign outside. Yes, ra-ta-ta-ta, yes.
And Vola does just like the hardest little jig on top of the table.
Kicking over stuff, great, awesome. He's very charming, but he's just full of it. And by that, I mean poison turds.
And possibly mead. Yeah, can we point him away from places we're going? Like, not Daggerford, not, I don't know where Verbut is. Can we just, maybe Breeze can help with that.
Do you think Sildar would want to meet him?
Nope, definitely, definitely not Phandalin. Probably, I don't know why I would know that, but I definitely know Phandalin.
No, you would, because Volo had his, like, left his mark in Phandalin.
Yeah, they've got that Hard Rock Cafe type place.
Didn't I hear you guys had to rebuild the entire town because of what Volo wrote?
Yes, that's right.
No, there's actually an economy built around Volo in
tourism. Volo tourism.
So maybe he should make a stop there to keep the tourism going and for a particularly cute.
Oh yeah, what was that
young
bar?
Boy?
Bar, you guys. There's a good bar there, yeah.
Ooh, now we're talking.
It's not the Hard Rock. It's
Giants. Well, that's redundant.
The Tough Stone.
Seriously, the Sleeping Giant. Sleeping Giant.
Yes.
Yeah, we think you should go visit the Sleeping Giant, and they have a special already for you. You'll recognize a lot of your own. I would also call it junk, but you might know it as paraphernalia, ephemera that you might have left or sold.
Yes, it goes by many names, but I will search that out at the Sleeping Giant, you said?
Yes.
Yes, very good.
Of course, the name of a bar he remembers perfectly.
Tell you what, as a thank you for directing me towards my next liquid refreshment, I will give you this dusty chalice for free, and don't forget it does come with Rupert, as he has attached his ghostly being to it.
We'll take care of him. What does that mean?
Don't say it in a threatening way. No, I will. Give me the chalice back.
That was a very compassionate way.
What does that mean? You'll take care of him.
We will care for him.
Or we'll fulfill his quest. Well, no, I'm not killing anybody.
No, don't we want to give this to Quat? I know.
As you're fighting over it, Quat's just like looking over at Volo, who has it, and then she's looking over at like Riot and just like going back and forth and just waiting.
Yeah, we know who to give it to that will take good care of it.
Great. Thank if you can so help much. Rupert with his unresolved task, he can then, I'm certain, become free of this tetherdom to this chalice and go wherever he may go.
Yeah, I don't know if monks like to kill, so, but yeah, that seems you know.
I don't think the only way to help with revenge is murder. Maybe Quat can help him make peace with his...
Well, I'll say nobody likes to kill, but people have to.
Well, wait a minute. What if we just wait long enough till the neighbor dies from old age?
Oh, okay, guys, so we're all pretending that there's a ghost in this cup. Is that where we're at right now? Okay, cool.
Quat has taken possession of the chalice and is muttering or just quietly talking to Rupert and says, gardening heals all wounds, and just walks over to the garden.
There we go. Okay, yep. Perfect home.
Oh, what a baffling display.
Well, it was meeting you, Volo, and Riot
yes.
Hands up, or holds out one of her claws to shake his hand.
Pass. Hard pass. I'd rather not shake a claw.
Are you afraid of monsters? You wrote a whole book about them.
I'm not afraid of monsters, but I do have this open sore on my hand, so I prefer not to tear it open any further.
All right, well, I'll let everyone else say their goodbyes. Cat Riot would like to try to steal her 10 silver back while he's saying goodbye to other people.
All right, you need to do a sleight of hand check.
Mm-hmm. Roll some dice in this game. 13.
You totally catch Riot trying to take.
Well,
21.
Whoa!
Unbelievable. Do you take me for a gorilla that you think you can get your silver back?
I was, I was just trying to leave you a love note. And she spreads her wings. And like draws one wings. Across her face coyly.
Well, I can appreciate ambition, so I'll let it slide this time. But beware, never try and steal from someone as knowledgeable and savvy and handsome and well-written and educated and rough and tumble and and
is this a dating profile?
Perceptive and tall. I'm so tall.
I think that your fans are outside waiting for you.
Breeze is mimicking the sound of fans just like really getting louder.
Yeah, I feel like you're crossing
louder.
Into the rude point instead of the fashionably late.
I have a good sense of style. I feel like I keep up with the trends of the time.
So if you just follow Breeze here,
we're all pushing him out.
Yeah. You just hear Volo continue on as Breeze is like ushering him out of the monastery.
So long-legged and also so stern and so
Are we talking about the spiders again?
So the spiders.
And with that, Breeze does the one thing that they've probably never done or haven't done in a very long time, and that is close the front door of the monastery.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. We want to give a special thanks to our guest, Adil Rafai. Can you let listeners know where they can find you?
Yeah, you can check me out on the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I play Chunt the Shapeshifter, who's usually a badger. You can also hear me on the podcast Hey Riddle Riddle, which is on the HeadGum Network. And it's just me and two friends trying to solve riddles and doing improv along the way.
Excellent. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is a blast. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
Thanks so much. As a reminder, we have an anniversary contest for some sweet D&D loot from our sponsors at Norse Foundry and Campaign Coins. Head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave a review and follow us on social media. Once we reach 50 reviews, we'll select a winner. Each social media follow gets you one entry and increases your chance of winning. As of this recording, we're only 6 reviews away from unlocking the rewards. Remember, we're looking for reviews, not just ratings, to trigger the contest winner condition. Even a brief review helps us reach new listeners. Like from the Moulin Rouge, who says, "Their approach to storytelling and gaming is something I try now to bring to my own home games, and their adventures always help make the workday more exciting."
We're so very glad to be able to do that for our listeners, and it's your support that keeps us going. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/D20Dames. What's a Patreon? What's a Middle Essence? What's a production?